Stacey? Hang on, is that, that's her, right? Yes, that's her. Okay.
In the chilly morning air, Nicola Mason and runners calling themselves the pavement-pounding paracletes were huddled at the 28th Runner Exchange in Versailles waiting for their teammate to finish her final leg of the Bourbon Chase.
3.7, not 3.5.
425 teams have to follow a strict pace to avoid bottlenecks on the 200-mile course. As one team member runs their leg, the rest of the team gets in a van to meet them at the next runner exchange. For many of the ladies on the Paracletes team, it's just their first or second Bourbon Chase. Some of the runners, like Stacey Corson, have been running for less than a year.
I just started running in January.
Really?
Yeah.
You're taking on the Bourbon Chase?
Yeah. Nicola convinced me.
About 20 minutes down the road, the team reaches the next distillery runner exchange. On this morning, that's Woodford Reserve.
That way is the coffee and ice cream?
Yeah.
Coffee and
where's
ice cream.
Where's the bourbon?
Across the street.
Don't get in her way.
Some of the distilleries along the trail offer treats and small bourbon tastings, but other than that, there's no drinking allowed during the chase. If any team member is caught drinking, the whole team is disqualified and kicked out of the race. Alex Docta manages the Bourbon Chase for Ragnar, a company that organizes relay races around the world. At its core, he says the event is based in friendship and camaraderie.
And that's like kind of inherent in the relay system. And in my staff and our team as well, it's the same thing. It's a camaraderie team-building event, whether you're running staff or even the volunteers out here along the exchanges.
Back at the runner exchange, surrounded by trees and a historic gray limestone distillery building, Anita McNeil of the Paracletes is getting ready to take on her last leg of the chase, one that includes a monster hill.
I've just been standing around hearing people talk about this, you know, this hill. And even in the notes on the app, it says, prepare to suffer. So, you know, it's one of those moments where you stand here and you say, I do this for fun. Is this...
Despite the challenging terrain, people come from all over the country to participate in the chase and experience Kentucky's scenery along the Bourbon Trail. Mark Cicero is from Connecticut.
People are so friendly here. The towns that we visited have been very welcoming. The people on the roads have been really accommodating and understanding, and we've had a great time.
In Lexington, Triangle Park was all set up to welcome the 425 teams across the finish line. Teams waited for their final runner at the entrance to the finish line so that they could all run across it together. Just beyond the finish line were tents set up for massages and yoga mats where runners used brightly colored foam cylinders to massage their aching muscles. After the runners had a chance to rest, the nearby park offered live music, food trucks, and, of course, beverages from local breweries and distilleries. When asked what they're looking forward to most after the grueling run, runners were pretty evenly split.
Sleeping all the way. Although a few drinks would help, I think, with the soreness.
Probably sleeping. And dinner.
Drinking.
Sleeping, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
A little of both. Maybe a shower. And then drinking. And then sleeping!
Ooh, that's a tough call. Right now I can go with a drink.
As the final teams approached the finish line, Alex Docta reflected on his first year as race director for the Bourbon Chase.
It was just cool to witness the whole course unfold and move around and watch people have fun. I talked to a few runners a few exchanges back who had moving stories of why they run and how training for this event has helped them in their daily life, which is like always awesome.
The pavement-pounding paracletes crossed the finish line earlier than they expected, completing the chase in 35 hours, 33 minutes, and 42 seconds. Tired and sore, their takeaway from the race was positive.
Just ups and downs.
A weekend full of firsts.
I'd say perseverance.
Endurance. Extremes.
In Lexington, I'm Samantha Morrill.